This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay. Let's dig into the latest, Mr. Mayor. We woke up this morning and we're reading the latest about the email stuff and Anthony Weiner's laptop, and there are State Department emails that are found on his laptop.
Not duplicates, and apparently these are some of the email that they were supposed to turn over but didn't.
So illegal, whether they're classified or unclassified, because they're government documents.
Mm-hmm.
So the reckless statute that says if you're grossly negligent pertains to government records, not just classified material. Mm-hmm. So if any of that is government records, even not classified, that would be a misdemeanor. If it's classified, it would be a felony for him and whoever put it there. And
is Uma in trouble or is Hillary in trouble?
Well, Uma is definitely in trouble, and Hillary's in trouble because now we take her recklessness and now we've extended it to making it available to a sexual pervert.
But it's still not intent. Comey talks
about intent. Don't need intent.
But he says you do need intent.
But he's not a judge.
That's right. He didn't move.
He's not Congress. He's not Congress.
And that's one of the reasons why
Congress set up a grossly negligent standard for a reason, if you read the legislative history, because they want to scare people into being careful with the handling of sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
So they said intent, that'll put you in jail for a long time. But grossly negligent, you're still going to do 3 years in jail.
There are rules to this.
People have been prosecuted for this.
Right.
I've prosecuted people for this. Even when I was sympathetic with the way in which they did it, because they actually made a mistake. Now, we know she had intent.
Right.
Comey is just dead wrong. When you destroy 33,000 emails, when you acid wash them, when you give 10 false exculpatory statements, that's the evidence that we use as prosecutors to prove intent.
Sure, and as people make their final decision over the next 4 days, you've got Donald Trump, who has said some coarse things, no doubt about it, but then you've got her. She is currently under a federal criminal investigation.
She's definitely guilty. I can tell you that from just reading what
absolutely guilty. Is that what you say?
Absolutely. I think Judge Jeanine is going to explain to you the UBS case. Clearly, she went to Geneva because they got over millions of dollars from UBS. She sold. She let 20% of our uranium go to Russia because they got about $30 million, and their friends made over $100 million on that deal. That's what we call a quid pro quo, right? And now here's the best indication that the State Department and the Clinton Foundation will want. Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills work for both.
Got paid.
She worked for both, which is unfathomable.
Antonio too.
And she has signed an agreement saying she was going to keep them separate. If you're going to keep them separate, your two top people don't get paid by the taxpayers.
Right. Hillary said she was going to keep them
separate. And they weren't volunteers for the Clinton Foundation. They were being paid by the Clinton Foundation.
Wow. I'll tell you, it is a one big web of mess, isn't it? 650,000 emails. Obviously, there's got to be something there, as we were talking about with David Drucker earlier. You imagine the FBI pulls up these emails. I mean, it's non-related to Hillary. This is all about, this sex texting issue with Anthony Weiner. And they start seeing things that's classified, and they're not even supposed to see this stuff. So it's like, man, we got a hot potato here. We got to move this on. Not to mention the other things that seem to be coming out of this information, which General Flynn text. And when I first saw it, is this? Am I reading this tweet correctly? Has somebody hijacked his Twitter or what? But then he retweeted. And then you're starting to hear more rumblings and information coming out. Boy, I'll tell you, you talk about October surprise. I mean, this is October surprises with the Clinton. What we may be looking at is you're not electing Hillary Clinton. Maybe before it's all said and done, you're electing Tim Kaine. You better think about it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, gee, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us as we do everything we can to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 agree we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Now let's do something about it. And, of course, next Tuesday we'll begin the direction, the redirect of this country to get us back on track. Sergeant Sangari is with us, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, retired, CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, LLC, and founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. You know that the United Assyrian Appeal has been near and dear to my heart for lots of reasons. Sergeant and I think it's been 3 years or so that we've known each other. And talk about fighting the good fight and understanding what is going on there in the Nineveh Plains, what some people would describe as ancient Mesopotamia, is beyond incredible and disgusting what ISIS has done to pulverize that area. At one point, something like 1.3 million Christians resided there. I think we're about the 200,000 mark. They have devastated that area, have destroyed property, have taken over people's residences, upended families, and mostly Christians. And these Christians are doing what they can, the ones that are surviving, to survive. And it is their fathers, their husbands that are fighting the good fight to hold off ISIS. And by the grace of God, they've been able to do so so far. And Sergeants, I hope I laid that out appropriately. Always good to have you with us to give us an update as to what's going on there in the Nineveh Plain.
No, you did, Bill. Thank you for having me again. It's been a good 3 years of you knowing each other. I appreciate all the help and support you have given us, especially for the United Assyrian Appeal. Recently, I just came back from my most recent trip to Iraq. We started on October 7th and ended just last week. And I will tell you that from what we saw, every single village that was in Assyrian Nineveh Plain had been destroyed or was being destroyed during the Mosul offensive operations. So there's literally nothing for the Christian Assyrians to get back to after declaring operations are done and conducted in that region.
Well, the question that we've had all along here, Sergeant, is where is America on this? Barack Obama, the administration, just allowing this to happen. ISIS has come in. They've ravaged the territory, taken over the homes, rather imperialistically, you can say, because they've taken over anything of assets in the plain, and that's what has been helping to fund their enterprise, right?
That's correct. You know, we told the U.S. government, current administration, I should say, that as soon as ISIS moved in and took over those villages and the Assyrians and Christians became displaced out of their cities, we said that ISIS is going to start digging in because they know that eventually the Iraqi army and the U.S. will counterattack and take those areas. Mm-hmm. We honestly thought it was going to be before the year was over after ISIS came in. So they sat for 2 years. I'll tell you, Bill, when I was down there, you could see it yourself. Tunnels that you could drive trucks through. Mm. Tunnels that had closed-circuit TVs in them. Tunnels that had even areas that were paved under the ground. Tunnels with basically housing, refrigeration, offices. And some of these tunnels basically stretch over 50 kilometers. The fact that you allow ISIS to sit there and dig in for 2 years without attacking him was just absolutely an embarrassment. And then when finally you have to push for a Mosul offensive because of the elections in the U.S. to say that we're actually winning something, you literally destroy all the infrastructure that the Christians needed in order to come back to their territories and to their houses. But you say that we were able to defeat ISIS earlier than possible.
Well, how do you defeat them, Sergeant? I mean, you're a strategist, a military expert here. When they have dug themselves underground, you're wiping out everything on top, which, you know, point well taken here. How are the people going to recover? Because last time we checked, most of civilization lives above ground. They don't live underground.
I don't think this administration cares about how they recover. I think that was a focal point. I'll tell you, in the Mosul operation, the reason we were the first in NEC to say that Mosul operation would take months. Finally, 2 days ago, the commanders came out and had to admit it would take a couple of months. But I'm going to tell you, the only reason they're going to allow it to take a couple of months is because we've opened up a back door for ISIS to escape out of Mosul. If we don't, and we destroy the bridges that are basically their escape routes into Syria again, mm-hmm. then they would stay and fight. And that one might take a year to clear that city. So literally, just to be able to show on the shell game that we're winning in the region, we've given them an out as we bomb them.
Well, and this is the thing that's been frustrating, even for civilians, because even with the most newbie of civilian would understand about any kind of military operation, first of all, you don't declare when you're going to come in and attack the area. In this particular case, you know, put all your cards on the table and let the enemy take advantage. You know, to your point, they were allowed to dig into Mosul, and so they've got quite, you know, quite a foothold there. And, you know, to the point that, as you say, the military on the ground have to admit that this isn't going to be some easy pass anymore. And particularly if you're saying that they're underground, dug in like they are, I mean, this is going to be, there's going to be a lot more consequences to this.
And there are going to be consequences. And I think what's going to happen is Mosul's going to take longer than expected to clear. The problem will be, regardless of who the president is, come the 9th of November, president-elect, the next person is going to inherit a possible war that might last any place between 5 years to 3 years, depending on who's going to come into office. Mm. And again, that's still not going to help us in the long run. ISIS is going to grow bigger than what it is currently. They're going to rebrand themselves with Al-Qaeda. They've already started negotiations with them, and it's going to be a different monster under a different name, but be much more capable. ISIS is currently in Bangladesh, is in Malaysia, is all over Asia. It's still moving around the battlefield in Syria and in Iraq 3 years later. It is expanding various territories. And our worry is currently, because of the laws when I was down there, that were being passed by the central government of Iraq, where they were not going to allow any more alcohol to be served or sold in Iraq. They're discussing whether or not women should be allowed to wear skirts. The Shia themselves have broken into four different groups in Baghdad in itself. So after the Mosul operation might be clearing that area, you're going to see the Shia fight each other as they're fighting the Sunnis, which will allow Turkey to come in now a larger presence than they are currently in northern Iraq. So you're not fixing the problem. You're just trying to politically say that I was able to achieve a victory for the American public.
But now you're talking about the potential of just a civil war outbreak on so many levels and so many dimensions here, Sarge. This is like what are you going to do here? I mean, this isn't a simple fix. And as you mentioned, they've already metastasized into these other spots. And you didn't even mention South America. I mean, they're already in 30 countries. So if they rebrand themselves, and even if you get them out of Mosul, I mean, it is, as President Obama said, it's like a game of whack-a-mole here now.
Well, he set it up that way, so
yeah, there
that's
it is.
The problem with our foreign policy.
Well, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel retired Sergeant Sangari giving us an update on what is going on with the Nineveh Christian Army. Thank you.
Living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jangle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love tonight.
Say never have I known it when it felt so good. Never
Welcome back, America.
America, good to have you with us. About 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, you feel it in the air. Baseball season's over. You know, the smell of pumpkin pie, all the good stuff. You know, it's harvest time. And we've got a real special guest with us right now. Chef Brooke Williamson is here to share her top three fall harvest recipes and offers tips on how to harvest and cook up your fall garden. Let me tell you, it is not fair because I'm looking at these recipes. I'm already hungry. Okay. And I was telling her earlier that it's, you know you're doing a great job when you're making people hungry just by them looking at the recipes. Brooke Williamson, the chef, restaurateur and TV personality. Brooke, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm good. Yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, I love this time of year because it leads into my most favorite time of year. And I usually find myself, going to New York and celebrating the holidays there because there's just something really special about Christmas and New York. Maybe because of the plays and hopefully we're going to get a chance to see Hamilton. So we're real excited.
Oh, I'm jealous. I was just in New York last week and it was starting to get chilly. My favorite time of the year when the seasons change. We don't get a whole lot of temperature change here in Los Angeles, but what really makes it feel like fall is you know, the produce out here.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I was born and raised in California. In fact, I'm in Southern California right with you. So we're together in the same time. So, speaking of this time of year, when it comes to cooking and what it means for chefs, I mean, like you said, you smell the special seasonings and just the recipes of the season and all that sort of thing. So it really is a fabulous time of year for chefs and at home cooks, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's something very specific about fall. Coming out of summer where it's a very specific food season, but fall, you know, you start to get the pumpkins and the squashes and the Brussels sprouts and all those vegetables that really make you feel like it's a specific time of year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was already bragging, giving everybody a hint of your top three original recipes inspired by your own garden using your fall harvest. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Sure. So I've got three recipes here, all using the Seeds of Change quick microwavable pouches. They're grain pouches. They're all organic heirloom seeds and grains. And I've topped them off with, you know, what else but beautiful fall produce. So I've got an easy whole grain paella that does have some sausage and clams in it, it also has some charred green beans and peppers and just some really beautiful, the green beans make me feel like it's fall. It's just one of those sort of quintessential fall ingredients. Mm-hmm. And then I have the Seeds of Change brown rice and quinoa, which is a vegetarian dish, but still is packed with protein because of that quinoa, a little bit of corn in there and some roasted acorn squash, topped off with a pumpkin seed chimichurri just to sort of accent that fall flavor. And then
people are already getting close to the radio speaker because they can already sense the smells that are coming off here. Okay, so
I've saved my favorite for last, which is the brown rice and quinoa topped off with roasted Brussels sprouts and crispy black forest ham and some toasted almonds and a quick smoked paprika aioli. I've kind of put together three dishes that really highlight the produce and highlight the grains and highlight those really easy to make grain microwavable grain packets.
Mm-hmm.
But the vegetables that go on top of them are also heirloom vegetable seeds that Seeds of Change also provides with the squash and the Brussels sprouts and the peppers and the green beans. It's nice to be able to see that you can, you know, develop something from seeds that you've planted in the spring and then harvest them in the fall and put them on a plate and feel really good about what you're serving to your family.
Yeah, it's so, you know, it's when they can smell it and then the final, and then you got presentation, as you mentioned, and then tasting it. Now, these recipes that we're talking about, where can they find these recipes for themselves? Because we'll link them on our website as well.
Sure. So these recipes and any information that you want to know about the Seeds of Grain programs and heirloom seeds can all be found at seedsofchangefoods.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the detailed recipes for all of these things that I've just been chatting about are right there on the website.
Well, you're the chef, and you always have great tips to share on how to incorporate, particularly, you know, these seasonal fall harvest vegetables into your cooking. So what do you recommend?
What do I recommend from these recipes, or?
Well, yeah, not only the recipes, but just in general, in incorporating fall harvest vegetables.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, I think that the ultimate way to feel good about what you're serving to your family is to, you know, serve vegetables that you feel good about that are packed with nutrients. So, you know, I recommend, you know, shopping locally. If you can find vegetables that are grown locally, not only do you know where they've come from, but you know that they're at the peak of their season and that they're at the peak of their nutritional value. So
exactly.
I recommend shopping as locally as possible.
Well, when we can't grow our food ourselves, what should we be looking for at the market?
Well, so, you know, not everybody can grow food themselves, but I do recommend, again, just trying to find out how, you know, where your produce comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much find produce, any produce at any time of year nowadays. But if you are buying stuff that is grown locally and grown nearby, then you know that they're at the peak of their season and you know that they're going to be the best tasting vegetables that you can possibly find.
Yeah. And some of this is by experience, as you say, Brooke. I mean, you go in, you try some out and you get a feel, you get a rhythm, and then it's always good. You can talk to the people there. They'll help you out and understand, you know, when the peak of the season is in case you have some doubts. And
sure,
and course,
absolutely.
Right?
I mean, so, you know, you go to, say Whole Foods and where you can find these grain packets, you can find them at Whole Foods, but oftentimes in the produce section, it'll tell you exactly where the produce comes from. I think they're really good about doing that. And, you know, if you can talk to people in the supermarket, you know, and find out where your food comes from, I think that's really important if you're unable to grow it yourself.
Well, tell us about the Seeds of Change grant program and how people can get involved.
So, you know, like I said, not everybody is able to grow their own produce in their backyard, but the Seeds of Change grant program is an annual program that funds communities nationwide with money to support community and school gardens, which is very close to my heart, having an 8-year-old in third grade and
yeah.
Someone who I feel like could develop a real passion for gardening and caring about what he puts in his body. I think it's really nice to know that if you can't grow your own food in your backyard, that there are places you can go to garden and, you know, it's really therapeutic not only to be able to do it yourself, but to just know where your food is coming from, I think is really important.
Exactly. Now, where can they go for more information?
For more information for any of these recipes and for information about the grant program as well, you can go to seedsofchangefoods.com and find out anything you need to know.
Well, Brooke Williamson has been with us. She began her culinary career working as a teacher's assistant, believe it or not, at the Epicurean Institute of Los Angeles. She knew early on this was in her blood. She had to pursue this profession after years of experience working at some of the best restaurants in the L.A. area. Brooke rose to fame when she was the runner-up in season 10 of Bravo's acclaimed series Top Chef. Today, Brooke is a wife, a mother, as you heard her say, TV personality, co-chef, owner of several restaurants, including the Hudson House in Redondo Beach, California. Brooke, thank you so much for being with us. Have
Absolutely.
Yourself a great season, a great holiday, okay?
You too. Thanks so much.
Okay, happy cooking to you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez Live.
Lightning fresh every day, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. I'll tell you, it is, what can you say? 5 days away from this critical election, the information is rolling out. It is snowballing on us. And I can't think of anybody better than Coach Collins to have with us right now to talk about some of this late-breaking news. Coach holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, member of American Mensa, and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. This is breaking news is coming in left and right, and it's all bad for the Clintons.
Well, Ted, you talk about October surprise. It is October surprises, one thing after another with the Clintons. I mean, is this coming down to, Coach, with all this stuff, is that, you know, people think they're voting for Hillary, but they're really going to end up voting for Tim Kaine if she gets it, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. This is really bad stuff, Kaine is perhaps the least, desirable person in the whole Democrat panoply to be the vice president of anybody that had a real chance. This guy is a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, mm-hmm. and there's plenty of evidence that I've written about in the coachesteam.com that shows that elected him in Virginia twice as governor and as senator, and they bragged about it on their website.
Right. Well, and here he is, a proposed Catholic, but then you're hard-pressed to reconcile the Catholic theology and principles with the Democratic platform. It's a round peg in a square hole, Coach.
Yeah, this is just make it up as you go along and hope that you can get over. But
I think one priest called it a cafeteria Catholic, you know.
And I'm very happy to report that the latest news that I have, although it's difficult to get the real numbers, all I got, and it's very strange, all I got was the spread. The latest spread is 13 points for Trump with Catholics, which, frankly, I don't believe. I don't believe it's that low, because when you have the Washington Post saying that it's 16 at their lowest, I don't, and, you know, that they went kicking and screaming to that.
Mm-hmm.
So people who should hear this stuff are hearing this stuff, and they are responding.
Well, Coach, you know, what we're seeing in Drudge this morning really lends credence to what was eked out by the Democrats with the WikiLeaks and their attitude toward Catholics. Now we've got a real blockbuster here coming with WikiWikon. Wiccan, I should say, yes.
If this doesn't sober up any Catholic that had any thought about voting for Hillary Clinton, then I don't know what will. And what we're talking about, listeners, is the fact that WikiLeaks has exposed the fact that Podesta, who was caught in a earlier WikiLeaks in a discussion about overthrowing the authority of the Pope and setting up their own Catholic Church, Podesta has now been revealed to have attended a satanic ritual. Go to Drudge, look it up. It's real. Every bit of fear that Catholics in general and Christians in general and Catholics in particular have about these people is well-founded.
Yeah, I mean, in Podesta, we're not talking somebody, some third-rank lieutenant here. We're, for all intent and purposes, talking about Hillary's right-hand man here.
Exactly. A guy who shapes her thoughts. It shows he's the puppet master.
Mm-hmm.
The WikiLeaks show that he has no respect for her. He has called her, let's say what it is, he's called her a retard in a WikiLeaks. He has mocked her. He said that she has terrible body odor. She has terrible instincts. What else do you want? And yet, there he is.
Yes.
So, pulling the strings, and he knows that this poor, sick woman can be very malleable if she's elected.
Wow. Well, Coach, on top of this, we have the 650,000 emails that the FBI discovered, and we were talking about this earlier. I mean, you were with the New York Police Department. You pull up this laptop that comes from Anthony Weiner, and you think, well, it's just going to be an everyday, you know, laptop. And then you start seeing things that involve the state that are really of a top security nature. These officers had to absolutely freak out and go, look, we're not even supposed to be seeing this stuff. We better get the FBI in here right away, right?
Oh, sure. Look, as police officers, we are officers of the court.
Mm-hmm.
So we are duty-bound when we come across evidence of a crime that should be investigated by another authority, in this case the FBI, we have to send this forward. Now, I don't know any of the police officers involved in this, but I know the type of guys they are, and I know that they are going to do everything that's right in this whole investigation.
Coach, when that happens like that and you open up, and you're opening up a laptop and you're finding information that you cannot, it's not for your eyes, you got to pass it on. Do they just, for all intent and purposes, put, criminal tape around it and just, pass it forward? Because I can't imagine that, they can, you know, they can say, well, you know, we wanted to go through it all before we turned it over to the FBI, as you say, as officers of the court.
Well, I don't think that they turned the physical device over.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be marked as evidence.
Right.
In the case against Wiener.
Anthony Wiener, yes, right. Mm-hmm.
But look, let's say this was a different type of case, and the detectives came across an email exchange showing that a toll collector in the New Jersey Turnpike was working in tandem with somebody to steal the receipts. Well, that's not a crime in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the police would be duty bound to forward that to the New Jersey State Police. That's what I'm trying to say.
I see. Okay. Well, getting back to Julian Assange, if we can, this latest dump from WikiLeaks, and Julian Assange is saying that, you know, connect the dots here. We've got Hillary Clinton and ISIS being funded by the same people. Is that right?
That's what it says. Yes. Yes, that's what it says. That's what it indicates. So now here's another thing, too. Well, Comey has ordered all available Washington-based FBI, which is a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
To be available today for something. So we'll have to see what that is. Now, in police parlance, that's called tack up, which means you get into your tactical gear and you're ready to go out and make arrests.
Wow. You think as early as today they could do something, or over the weekend, huh?
Well, I think that the pressure is building, and I don't know anything inside. So I'm just a guy from the outside that used to be in the business. Mm-hmm. But here's my take on it. If I was running this operation, I would find some way to lock up somebody in the Clinton Foundation, and I think it could be one of those who took the fifth and got a deal and now have been proven to lie. Perhaps this fellow, I forget his last name, Brian somebody, the ICE guy. They go out and lock up him, it will have the desired effect to hurt Clinton's campaign.
Oh,
and I believe at this point.
Coach, we got to go to break. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. More from Coach on the other side. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As a company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is a leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center, with deals like an 88-key Williams digital piano, just $229, an Epiphone acoustic guitar for $99, or a boom mic stand for just $19. Save up to 25% on gear in every department, and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering, because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you, so I gotta make the move. What good are words when different hurts? Real things will come through when I make the move.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have across this country or around the world via shortwave, thank you so much for joining in with us and joining in on the good fight, being aware of what's going on as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Our conversation continues. Coach, before we get on to the Rasmussen poll here for just a moment, CBS has learned about a potential terror threat for the day before the election. They're talking about Monday, the possible targets, New York, Texas, and Virginia. There's no specific locations mentioned other than the potential of New York, Texas, and Virginia. You know, this has been one of these election seasons where I guess you could say disruption and a disruption on all flanks here right now. And this is what we need to be aware of. And we only mention it because there are many of our listeners whose head is already on a swivel. And I would say more so than ever, you need to be aware of your situation, as we would call it, situational awareness. And have your eyes wide open because the threats are coming in, right, Coach?
Exactly. And this is the Democrat new normal. Mm. So what do we have to do? Go to the polls and walk around police offices with semi-automatic machine guns in order to go into the polls and come out again. That's not America. That's not what we fought and died for over the years. So I think people will recognize that this is not their vision of America is not our vision of America.
Exactly. Well, we are under threat, but this is why it is a government of, for, and by we the people, just like it was for the early founders of this great nation. They had to exercise courage. And courage to the point of death, if that's what it called for, or we wouldn't have what we have today, Coach.
Exactly.
Well, okay, let's talk Rasmussen. What's going on?
Okay, well, yesterday's Rasmussen poll, and by the way, at this point, These national polls, this fluctuation, you have to remember that the state polls drive the national polls. So the national polls may be a little screwy when you look at them, but chalk up most of it to statistical noise because it's always, at this point now, it's always within the margin of error. Okay, yesterday's Rasmussen had Trump plus 3, but the more important data item that came out of it was that 88% of the people have already made up their mind, and that Trump has a 10-point lead, 53-43, amongst people who will definitely vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is very important. That's the first time that any candidate has been over 50, and there are two very important items to be drawn out of here. The first is that the shy Trump supporters from both parties, and we know they're out there, are probably in this 12% of undecided. And next, and what you have to think about in terms of the undecideds is this. I've seen undecideds breaking 5.7 to 3.5 in Trump's favor. And actually, that's low, because she has to be considered as the incumbent, and Trump, of course, as the challenger. But nevertheless, even if that's what it is, even if it is 5.7 to 3.5, the net result of that is a plus 2.2 extra votes for Trump. If that holds, it's a big win.
So how is that going to translate into the Electoral College? You're saying that that's the wave that knocks down the dominoes and gets him to 270.
Once you get up to like a 4-point lead, even a 3-point lead is very, very difficult to achieve merely on a popular vote, and it doesn't have an effect on the electoral college votes.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Again, here people are coming home now. In Utah, it's Trump 42. Clinton 31, and that fake McMullen is
this. Yes. I was going to ask you about that. How's that playing out still?
People see it. Listen, Mormons are as patriotic and love America as anybody else, and they're not going to put Trump's election in danger on them.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a 6-point lead for Trump with independents. I don't believe that. I think it's more, but we'll take it. He's winning in Colorado. He's winning in Arizona. And he's up 6 in Nevada, which is a good sign as it relates to New Mexico because of the Hispanic element in both states.
Now, Coach, we talked about this last week. What's the latest with the Amish? I am pleasantly surprised that they're getting involved. I mean, this is one of the few elections that there's any kind of potential for their, coming out to vote.
Well, the Amish are a religious group. People have to understand that.
Yes.
They're not just people who want to live an alternative lifestyle. They're a religious group, and they are not unintelligent. They're intelligent. They realize what's going on to as much an extent as they can, not having electronic ways to get news, but they see Clinton as a threat to their religious liberty.
Mm.
I think what we're going to see in Pennsylvania is that people will be driving Amish voters to the polls. And don't forget, look, when you hear about Pennsylvania, let's get real here. Mm. Pennsylvania is not an early voting state. Pennsylvania had a huge number of switches from Democrats to Republicans and a large number of first-time people who registered as Republicans. So when you throw in that with the Remington poll that astoundingly showed 29% black support for Trump in Pennsylvania, and let me tell you something, the last rally on Monday that Clinton is doing is with Obama in Philadelphia. Read that as blacks, please come home. And then
hear the desperation of this president. I mean, Coach, I still cannot believe a 58% approval rating after no. all the compilation of lies, misrepresentations, and everything else, and now he's playing every card he can play. I mean, he almost sounds like Harry Reid out there, you know, saying that, you know, that Trump is, you know, associated with the Klan when, you know, we've got endless stories of Klan members coming out of the Democratic Party, as you know, and as you've written about in your book, which continues to climb up the bestseller, you know, the list to become a bestseller. You know, it is amazing to me, you know, how desperate, this president has become. And it sounded so much like Harry Reid when Harry Reid lied in the well of the Senate about Mitt Romney.
Oh, well, the reason why is because, Hillary Clinton's numbers with blacks is hovering somewhere between 70, you know, more likely, and at best 80%, and she needs 92%, and she needs the same turnout.
Right.
She's not going to get either one of them, and on top of that, I think all sides agree now that Trump is going to do very well, meaning at least 16, probably more as much as 22-23% with blacks. So that's why they're so scared. And I've been saying that for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll also be interesting to see what happens with Hispanics, Coach, because his number, though, you know, he hurt himself early on with Hispanics. You know, there's some people, you know, especially down in Florida with the Cubans. The fact that the Democrats have supported Castro and what's going on there is very hurtful to the Cubans here in America. And we're hearing big numbers in terms of what, you know, what the Cubans are going to and who they're going to vote for, you know, come Tuesday.
Well, actually, yeah. And you got to look at if Trump is up 13 points a minimum with Catholics, mm-hmm. there's a lot of Hispanic Catholics that are right. helping. Make that number, okay? And I just saw that Puerto Ricans who have migrated recently from the island to Florida are, quote, undecided. Now, what does that mean? They're supposed to, the Democrats brought them up from Puerto Rico to Florida to vote Democrat. They didn't vote to bring them up
That's
to
right.
be undecided.
Right.
And I think that the people perhaps who have left Puerto Rico are ones who recognize that they need a fresh start.
Yes.
Many of them are Catholic.
And they need a fair shot at it, Coach. That's what all these immigrants, and particularly the legal immigrants, are just saying, look, I don't have a fair shot at here when, you know, the market is being deluged with illegals. I mean, how does that help me and my family?
161,000 new votes, new jobs. 60.
Yes. I know.
Get my book, please.
Yes. Well,
The dirty locked away history of the Democrat Party. It's at Amazon. It's an ebook, and I think you're going to love it, folks.
Also, coachesteam.com?
You bet.
Okay, that's where you get all the information. Coach Kevin Collins with us. Coach, you know, have a great week. You know, we know next week will be a lot more to talk about, and hopefully we'll have nothing but good news to talk about after next Tuesday. Make sure you get out there and vote, and when you go to the polls, don't go by yourself. Take a neighbor along with you, okay? Make sure the car is full, and let's make sure that your vote really does count. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Coach.
Bye now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Propure.